Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
I had this dream that I want to, you know, go abroad like my dad. My dad's an engineer, but working in UAE, so all over the Middle East. So I just want to do it as well. It's not really a calling for me, but gradually I learned to love the job as well, and then made me come into nursing. Like, I'm a jack of all trades. I know from medical to fractures.
Sa murang edad, puno ng pangarap ang tubong Cagayan de Oro City nurse at New Zealand citizen na si Lindell Cuevas. At ang sakripisyo ng amang engineer sa Middle East ang inspirasyon niya para mag-abroad hanggang mapunta sa Australia taong 2024. Kwento niya, bago ang Australia, higit isang dekada siyang namalagi sa New Zealand bilang nurse. At kung nagbago man ang takbo ng kanyang buhay pag-ibig doon, ito din ang nagbigay daan para makita niya ang malaking oportunidad sa Australia bilang isang travel nurse.
Based on my attitude and upbringing, I'm just going with the flow. So maybe it's my coping mechanism because I don't really have friends out in New Zealand. Don't have anything to hold me there because I'm single now and I want to explore more, so I decided to go to Australia, see what is in here. And yeah, pay is good, so I was happy.
Bago mapunta sa New Zealand at maging travel nurse sa Australia, sa pagbabalik-tanaw nito sa buhay niya sa Pilipinas, tinapos niya una ang kursong business management, second course niya ay nursing. At noong kanyang kabataan, isa din siyang sidekick na komedyante sa isang local show sa ABS-CBN na nakabase sa Cagayan de Oro City.
The ABS-CBN days, no, that was, I was young and active. I want to have fun when I was young. I like to laugh a lot. So I got into showbiz. But this is in Cagayan de Oro City. It's just a small TV show. I'm a comedian in that episode. So I got a buddy with me. And yeah, yun lang. Oh, yeah, I applied for that job. Actually, I auditioned for it. And I think they like my spiel or character, that's what you put in me, because it's not really my calling. I'm not really funny, but I like I'm like a sidekick. I make the person more funnier when I'm around, so that's my talent.
At dahil gusto niyang mag-abroad, sinikap niyang maging nurse. Sa katunayan, nagtrabaho ito ng ilang taon bilang nurse to the barrio sa ilalim ng Department of Health at naging ambulance crew din sa isang pribadong kumpanya. Kaya ang makarating sa ibang bansa ay itinuring niyang isang malaking break sa kanyang career. At dahil sanay sa emergency department sa ospital sa New Zealand, hindi madali pero sabi niya kinaya niya ang mga pagbabago sa kanyang trabaho dito sa Australia.
Application-wise, it was fairly easy because that it's just a transferable license. You can just apply and they'll approve you pretty much quickly. It's just that the problem when I arrived, they got the job is similar, but the protocol is kind of different. So you have to learn it quickly when you go to a job. So every state as well in Australia has got different protocols. So the job is fairly similar, but the protocols are different. The forms are different. So you get to learn it pretty quickly because as a agency travel nurse, they expect you to be good at your job, and then you pick up stuff quickly. You need to be experienced enough to do travel nursing because when you arrive in an area as a travel nurse, you only get like a couple of hours of orientation and then that's it. They just leave you to do your job. So you need to be knowledgeable enough to do what needs to be done. I'm an ED nurse, so pretty much I'm a jack of all trades.
Magdadalawang taon na sa bansa si Lindell, kaya halos nalibot na niya ang buong estado at teritoryo ng Australia. Ibinahagi niya ang ilan sa mahalagang kaugalian bilang isang travel nurse. Isa dito ay marunong makibagay o mag-adapt kung saan kinakailangan ang kanyang serbisyo.
You need to be flexible enough to adjust to their patient load or patient demographics. Mm-hmm. And also need to adjust as well and how they do stuff because it's a bit different So when you arrive, they're gonna do an orientation. You need to know where the all you need to know is where the protocols are so that you can access it pretty quickly and just follow it. If you are a travel nurse, you know where to come in because pretty much if they are permanent staff, they know what they're doing and you can't just barge in if you need to know what they're doing and then you can just fill up what's missing. And depending on the agency nurse's experience, then you can do so much more. But if not, then they can just put you to an area where there's less critical patients. But I'm an experienced nurse, so they put me more in a critical patient, so the one who's not doing well.
Malamig at maganda ang tanawin sa New Zealand, pero sabi ni Lindell, bilang isang travel nurse sa Australia, ito ang isa sa magandang nangyari sa kanyang buhay.
I haven't seen, like, especially the animals in Australia are quite different from New Zealand. We don't have sharks there in New Zealand, so I rarely see sharks or crocodiles. So in Australia, I frequently see sharks or crocodiles and just take a video of them. Oh, there's sharks. There's crocodiles. I'm scared. Yeah, stuff like that. And also, an experience wise, I got to see the view of Australia from anywhere, from everywhere I go to. So it's quite nice just to absorb this area and have walks in up in whereabouts, up in like bushes.
Hindi lang yan ang perks o benepisyo na kanyang natatanggap. Libre din ang kanyang tirahan.
Your accommodations are free, so you don't need to pay anything. All you need to buy is your food and your basic necessities, and that's all. And then
How's
what
the pay?
else? They pay better actually, because if you work as a permanent person, a permanent staff, you got this annual leave allocation. But if you travel nurse, there's no more annual leave allocation. It all goes to your pay, so it's bigger than usual as well, actually. And there's more adjustment as well, overtime pay and stuff like that. When you work afternoon, there's a different rate. You work evenings, there's a different rate. It all adds up basing on your base pay. So it's quite, yeah, it pays better than a regular full-time job. So I kind of like it as well.
Bagamat maganda ang sahod ng travel nurse, isa sa downside dito, pag-amin ni Lindell ay palagi kang palipat-lipat ng lugar na pinagtatrabahuhan.
Well, I'm still like, single and then just want to move around as much as I can. 'Cause this job really, and I'm travel nursing, it's not really for family people as well, 'cause because of the it's just like the fly in, fly out people, 'cause you tend to be away for a while. But it all depends on the family. But for me, well, I'm still young as well to go around the country, so I'll be doing it for the next, I don't know, 5 years more and save up. Been saving as well, so yeah, I want to buy like the Australian dream, buying a house and stuff like that.
Isa din sa hamon na kinakaharap ng mga travel nurse, lalo na sa tulad niyang walang pamilya, ay ang pangungulila o loneliness. Sa karanasan nito, dito nabuo ang kanyang hobby.
When you work somewhere new, you get to be like all alone, with a sense of loneliness. Because there, you don't know anyone, and then when you after work, you just go home, and then you'll be alone again. Initially, it was a bit difficult because for me, I don't have anyone, so I started to have hobbies. I go to the gym, exercising. I sometimes call my friends in the Philippines just to check up on them, how they are. Because growing up, I was taught to be more self-aware of myself. If I feel like I'm a bit depressed, I need to do something about it. Rather than getting it worse.
Sa dami ng dagok sa kanyang buhay, sabi nito, isang biyaya ng Diyos ang prinsipyo niya mula noon para malampasan ang lahat kahit pa ang magaspang na pag-uugali ng ilang mga pasyente. Sa katunayan, naging inspirasyon pa nito para pag-igihin at palakasin ang kanyang dedikasyon sa propesyong napili.
It's part of my personality to treat people the same way I want to be treated, even if they don't. As a nurse, you get to see different behaviors all across the board. So you have this nice and kind to aggressive types. Even if they're aggressive, it's not their fault because they're taught like that growing up, or I usually respond to the behavior, not the person's.
Nagpapaalala din siya sa tulad niyang healthcare worker na kailangang matutunang alagaan ang sarili at mental health para magampanan ng husto ang pag-aalaga at pagtulong.
People are very unwell. You see this constantly and slowly it eats you up while you are working in a job such as ED. It's what we call bruising of the soul, is what they say. Yeah, it's a bit difficult.
So sad.
Which probably as ED nurse, which usually ends up in, if you're not careful enough, ends up as a compassion fatigue, is what they say. Like, naubos na yung compassion mo, wala nang natira. Pag-uwi mo sa bahay, medyo wala ka na maibigay na compassion. Kaya naging magalitin ka na. But you need to be aware of this. Do a self-reflection again. Or probably you need a holiday.
Nagpapasalamat din siya dahil kahit papaano'y naging bahagi siya kung saan pinapalakpakan at hinahangaan ang mga Pinoy bilang isa sa mga magagaling na healthcare worker sa buong mundo.
So I'm not ashamed to tell them because of the perception they got when it's a Filipino. When they get a nurse as Filipino, they're good workers, they're good nurses and stuff like that, you know. So yeah, it just warms my heart, and when it warms my heart, I'm more likely to do more, like to pursue, even though na medyo mahirap ang trabaho. So work pa din, pupursige, kumbaga.
Sa ngayon, wala pang planong magpahinga ang travel nurse na si Lindell Cuevas. Mag-iipon siya para sa pangarap na bahay dito sa Australia at madala ang kanyang mga magulang sa Australia na kinilala niya ngayong bagong tahanan at para makapagsimulang muli para sa pangarap na sariling pamilya. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.